Leading medical professionals, scientists, and engineers have sent a petition today to President Barack Obama urging him to halt the rush to liquefied natural gas exports. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
High-volume horizontal hydrofracturing is like the traditional fracking, but on steroids. It is new enough that we know little about the health impacts of the process for the people who live nearby or for those whose drinking water or air quality might be affected.
Louis Altstadt, a former executive vice president of Mobil Oil. He was first a supporter of hydraulic fracturing until he examined the method more closely. Altstadt headed Mobil's oil and natural gas drilling in the Western Hemisphere before he retired. He also supervised Mobil's side of the company's 1999 merger with Exxon that created the world's largest oil and gas corporation. Altstadt has joined doctors, scientists, and engineers in a petition sent to President Barack Obama today, asking him to halt the rush to provide permits to allow the construction of export terminals for liquefied natural gas. Seth Skonkoff is the executive director of Physicians, Scientists and Engineers for Healthy Energy, who said 110 people so far have signed the petition, which makes the following points.
Our concern is that the administration has not fully examined the potential for harm to health and the environment that could result from this decision. There is a growing body of evidence that unconventional natural gas extraction from shale, also known as fracking, may be associated with adverse health risks through exposure to polluted air, water, and soil. Public health researchers and medical professionals question the continuation of current levels of fracking without a full scientific understanding of the health implications. The opening of LNG export facilities would serve to accelerate fracking in the United States in absence of sound scientific assessment, placing policy before health.
Skenkoff asked why would the United States dramatically increase the use of an energy extraction method without first ensuring the health of Americans is not traded in exchange for the energy demands of foreign nations. Economist Dr. Janet Barth, who's been an outspoken critic of the claims and benefits industry has made about fracking, has examined the Department of Energy study on the economic impact of natural gas export and says it's flawed. She found the consulting company who produced the study had extensive ties to the oil and gas industry, and the methodological model used is new and untested, and absent were any of the costs that will be borne by Americans. For instance, the need for rural communities to provide for increased demands made on police, fire, first responders and hospitals, the tab for upgrading and repairing roads, the threats to air and water contamination, which could affect human health, farming and tourism. The report makes the claim that consumers are the owners of liquefied natural gas and workers share in natural resource companies. But Barth says that only 54% of Americans own stock of any kind, retirement or otherwise, and most of these stock holdings are in mutual funds and amount to tiny numbers of shares in oil and gas. But the big investors in U.S. shale gas extraction are BHP Billion, an Australian firm, China National Offshore Oil Company, and Total SA, a French company. Dr. Adam Law is a physician with a practice in Ithaca, New York, and says it's the poor people in rural towns who will bear the greatest cost.
Many of those who will be put in harm's way live in medically underserved rural districts and are not going to benefit economically directly or indirectly from the stimulation of natural gas production by the creation of a new export market. In fact, for them, the price of natural gas will go up, and they will be left living with not only the stresses caused by the industrialization of their rural communities, but also with the legitimate concerns that they will have to pay the price with their own physical health and the invisible costs to themselves and their communities.
During reporters' question time, one reporter asked Altstadt about his stance on fracking. Altstadt responded,
"I retired in 2000. Several years ago, friends who knew that I had worked in the industry came and asked me what I thought about drilling near a local lake which is the water source for the village of Cooperstown, New York. And I said, well, that's crazy. They were talking about 150 feet from the lake. I said, that's crazy. Can't be. And they said, well, it looks like that's what it is. And I started digging in. And the more I read about how New York was going to regulate the process, and the more I caught up on how the drilling had changed and what the process had really entailed, the more concerned I got. So that's how I got into it. I would say that I'm not the only one. I often quote the CEO of Schlumberger, one of the biggest oil and gas field service companies. He has said, we are convinced that the brute force approach established in North America will not be practical overseas, either from a financial or operational standpoint. That's Kibsgaard, and that was on Dow Jones Newswire, and he has said similar things a number of times. So I'm not the only one that's been associated with the industry that has concerns over what's going on and how it's being done. I think it has moved very fast, and before people really got a good handle on the technology.
There's been a moratorium on horizontal hydrofracking in New York State for 4 years, but just this month, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is holding a public comment period on its new regulations on fracking until February, while a panel does a health study of potential impacts from fracking. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.